Tens of thousands of book lovers and architecture fans are expected to turn out later today for the grand opening of the new Seattle Public Library. The 10-story glass and steel building was designed by Pritzker Prize-winning architect Rem Koolhaas and his firm. As Marcy Silman of member station KUOW reports, the unconventional building not only pushes the definition of what a library looks like, it also expands the way a library functions.
Just days before the grand opening, Seattle City librarian Deborah Jacobs and architect Rem Koolhaas stood in a glass-walled conference room on the building's top floor, gazing down through the finished library.
It's just incredible.
And also the way it works with the interiors and with the books, in fact. I mean, that was something we never...
It's like magic, never, yeah, you know? It's like a miracle. Oh, God, I love it.
From their vantage point, Jacobs and Koolhaas could see all the way down 10 stories to the first floor. The new Seattle Library doesn't have traditional walls or rooms or floors. Instead, more than 500,000 books are shelved in what the architects call a book spiral, a continuous square ramp of book stacks that would take up 6 city blocks if laid out flat. It's visually stunning, but Deborah Jacobs says it was a rational response to one of the biggest challenges facing librarians— all of the books that come in.
How do you handle the books which are grow at unknown and scientifically impossible to predict growth patterns? And how do you do that and maintain integrity of the public spaces?
Jacob says the book spiral allows you to add or subtract books at will. It can hold up to 1.5 million volumes. The library also anticipates future technologies. Jacob surveys an area called the mixing chamber, what we used to call a reference room.
There are 132 public computers. The flooring is aluminum. The reference counters are aluminum. There's a view of the city.
The Seattle Library's exterior walls are all clear glass covered in a web of steel. This diamond-patterned exoskeleton provides structural support against earthquakes and windstorms. A smaller metal mesh covering eliminates the need for energy-efficient tinted glass. Joshua Ramos, a partner in Koolhaas's firm and the architect in charge of the project, says with a relatively small budget, there was no money to waste.
When we wanted to do something, we had to prove its value, its function, its performance. I would say in retrospect, with a firm like us, that was probably the wrong tact, because that was meant to scare us away, and all it did is said, okay, well, if we can prove it, we get it. So let's just prove it.
Ramos, Koolhaas, and the other architects plotted out all of the librarian's specifications, rearranged them, and came up with a building that looks a bit like a messy stack of books, with corners jutting out every which way. But Joshua Ramos says they didn't stuff a library into an architect's fantasy.
It was truly that if you follow diligently function, it will create very compelling form, not just that it is in service to the function.
Architecture critics seem to think they succeeded. New York Times writer Herbert Mouchamp called the Seattle Public Library the most exciting new building he's had the honor to review in 30 years of writing about architecture. 12-year-old Alex Brewer couldn't wait for the official opening. A few days ago, he rolled a large suitcase up to the book return slot. He said he'd been saving all of his returns for the day he could bring them to the new library and watch them drop onto its computerized conveyor belt.
They go under a roll up in there. And then I think they go in the ceilings, and then they have book carts in each section that they automatically go into. So it's a lot easier for them to get all the books.
But all of the bells and whistles and the stunning design are not what most please librarian Deborah Jacobs.
What I believe, and one reason I am so in love with this building, is that the ability to come together as a community, to find space that you want to interact in, to have a sense of elevation, of nobility, that's all part of, you know, what it's going to take to make a good citizen.
After all, says Jacobs, the library is the foundation of American democracy. For NPR News, I'm Marcy Silman in Seattle.
To see photos of the new library, go to our website, npr.org.